And on the line now, I have Councillor Danielle Keaton, Sinn Féin, Dublin South Inner City. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon. How are you getting on?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. I know now you're Dublin South Inner City, so you're not one of our local councillors, but this is a city-wide problem that you have brought to our attention, and it doesn't make for easy reading. There's a huge rat infestation across the city.
No, it's right across the city, and it's absolutely horrific. I'm sure everyone's familiar with what was happening out in Oliver Bond, but it's right across the city, and it's part of the problem is it's they're nesting in the public sewers, so it's not just even council tenants in the flats, it's private dwellings as well that are being affected by this.
So what needs to be done? And there's a Sinn Féin team on Dublin City Council, and you've made some demands, and I think there was a meeting Monday evening, is that correct?
Yeah, so I suppose the bit of context was during the lockdown, even before that, the issue of pest control is dealt with at a national level through the HSE Pest Control Unit. And so whenever Dublin City Council or any of the city or council councils have an issue, they refer it on to the HSE, who then get on to a contractor. So from our view, that's a bit of an inefficiency there. We think that what should be done ultimately is that Dublin City Council and City and County Council should be dealing directly with approved contractors as opposed to having to go through the HSE. So then during the lockdown, the HSE Pest Control Unit was put out of operation for a number of weeks. It's back now, but there's a huge backlog of work there to be done. So in the interim, the rat infestations have gotten worse. They've gotten quite aggressive looking for food. But then there's just been a general overpopulation of rats across the city, and it's really come to people's attention over the last few weeks because they've been coming out more often, with a lack of footfall, more difficult for them to get food. So we had a meeting on Monday where it was committed that the council will furnish a report. We were hoping that report would actually have been given to us on Monday. Then we were told by the end of the week, and now we're being told it'll be sometime next week. So we have a motion that we're looking to push on Monday when we reconvene the meeting that was adjourned, calling for Dublin City Council and the HSE to establish a task force to really deal with this matter urgently and immediately and intensively.
And do you think you will get action on that, Daniel?
We'd be quite optimistic that our fellow councillors across parties will see the need for this. And I would hope that, assuming the motion passes, that the city executive will definitely take that into account, and we would hope that they will pursue that with the HSE.
And you want Dublin City Council and the HSE to establish a task force?
Yes.
Is that correct? So this is going to cost a few bob, and it's I believe it's quite hard to get money from central government.
It is, and that is definitely an issue, but the fact of the matter is, this is a public health emergency. Rats carry all sorts of diseases. There's also damage to private property, and then just also the general kind of. It's not a great situation when you have rats coming up people's drains, into people's houses, getting into their food, getting into their cars. There's been incidents of cars which have been damaged and engines which have been damaged by rats getting into them, nesting in them, chewing through cables and bits and pieces. So it's a really serious issue, and it just has to be tackled accordingly.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned there what was happening in Oliver Bond. Just tell the listeners a little bit about what went on there.
Yeah, so as I said, the situation wasn't unique, but specifically in Oliver Bond, I think they got 58 rats in one night. They had 16 traps. They placed them down. They caught 16 rats. They placed them down again over and over. So it's 58 in one evening, and that's only the start of it. So it's a really, really bad infestation, and it's, as you said, right across the city.
Yeah, and it's a lot of flat complexes across the city. And is this just council tenants that we're talking about?
No, so I was talking to the residents in Portobello in my area, and it's because they are also nesting in public sewers, so they're getting access to private dwellings, because rats don't recognise the difference between public sewers and private residences.
And I know if there's big building going on in certain areas, that this can disturb rats, and the people find them in their gardens, their back gardens and things like this.
Yeah, so there's definitely been, with the resumption of construction, that has definitely disturbed them, and that's bringing more of them out. But I suppose they, before construction was resumed, they'd been driven out to in search of food, because there's less food. With less footfall, there's been less food being dropped on the ground. So, as well, the illegal dumping that we saw a huge spike in right across the city has made it just so easy for them to get access to food in very public places, and around people's homes and around people's communities. So people are making, by the illegal dumping, they're making it easier for the rats to get access to food, which then makes it easier for them to have a very high population. So it's there's so many issues that are feeding into this.
Yeah. So the city council really have to act on this, and then what happens there? They hand it over to local authorities for them to deal with.
Yeah, so we're hoping that with the HSE and Dublin City Council and approved contractors, that we can set up, this was a more direct line between local authorities and contractors to develop action plans for specific localities to deal with local and rat populations and maintain a manageable level of rat populations. Obviously, there are concerns around the effect that this might have on other wildlife. But we've spoken to myself and Deputy Cassandra, have spoken to several contractors, and they're very confident that the systems that they use and precautions that they take would avoid any negative consequences for other wildlife.
Right. So it can be sorted in the long run.
Oh, it could be sorted in a matter of weeks if the resources were put in place.
Okay. And so the meeting was adjourned, so it's going to happen again next Monday.
Yes. So we'll be dealing with motions on Monday because we weren't able to deal with them. Yeah. Monday just gone, so we're hoping that we'll be able to push our motion on this task force, and we're hoping that we'll get cross-party support on it.
Okay, well, maybe let us know how that went, and maybe we'll talk again after the meeting.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, Daniel, listen, is there anything you'd like to add now before we go?
Well, I suppose we're one thing at the moment is we're looking for as much evidence as possible to bring to the bring this to the attention of the city executive. Deputy Chris Andrews has put out a call on his Facebook page, just looking for people to send us. There's contact details there. Chris Andrews has got a phone number for people to WhatsApp videos of rat infestations and issues. So if people were seeing any particular bad problem, we would appreciate it that could be sent on so that we can make sure that the point is driven home.
Okay, well, listen, good luck on Monday, and we'll talk again. Thank you, Daniel, for taking the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.